I'm still a little glowing in the victory of Michigan over Ohio State. Sorry, Dave.
It's always special when you beat the worst team in the Big Ten.
Well, I'm also glowing because the award season is really cranking up. And this isn't really the award season, but Sundance announced part of their lineup of films. And so we'll have a report on that next week when they have all of their films reported. Michigan Theater members have been able to buy their ticket to the Sundance premiere that's going to be at the Michigan Theater on January the 26th and to a series of short Sundance films that are going to be at the theater on January 29th. And the general public's going to have a chance to buy tickets in just a few days, and we will also be announcing the name of that film as soon as Sundance tells us. So there's a lot of excitement coming up locally in terms of what's happening in the film world in, you know, December, January, February as Sundance and the awards get going. And the Independent Spirit Awards were announced a couple days ago. And I'm proud to say, not surprisingly, that we've played or will be playing a lot of these films that got nominated. The film that was, in a sense, the biggest surprise, it got five nominations. It's a film called The Artist, which we're going to open on Christmas Day.
This is the silent film.
It's a silent film that was the sensation of the Cannes Film Festival, and it's set in 1927, which was the year the theater was built, and it's about this silent film artist that's kind of Douglas Fairbanks, kind of swashbuckler character, an actor who played a swashbuckling character, and his career is kind of in the balance as the sound era is going to dawn, and everyone seems to be aware of that. It's shot in black and white. It's essentially a silent film. It's about the silent film era, a modern film made as a silent film, and it's a French film in that French actors are in it. The director is French. The Independent Spirit Awards are essentially an American award program, except for the foreign language film. But this one was nominated because there was a little bit of American money in it. The director, although he's French, has a permanent resident status in the United States, and it's set in Hollywood. It's set in the United States. So it ended up surprisingly qualifying and ended up with the most number of nominations for the Independent Spirit Award, and another film called Take Shelter, which is a small independent film, also got five awards as well. George Clooney, although The Descendants got some very nice nominations for director and screenplay and other stuff, George Clooney, the lead actor, didn't get nominated, and that may be because it's kind of, it's not a fait accompli, but he's expected to do very well in the Oscar race, and so they thought, we don't need to nominate him because he'll get an Oscar nomination. Although it was kind of surprising to a lot of industry pundits because it would mean that there's a high likelihood that George Clooney would show up to this much smaller but very important kind of awards ceremony.
Well, he lacks some indie cred too. I mean, he's a big major movie star.
Well, he doesn't. He is a big movie star, but he makes a lot of films that are, you know, relatively small a lot of times, and has worked with a lot of independent directors and independent contacts. So the nominated best features are 50-50, which is the Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Seth Rogen film about a character, or one of the characters has cancer, the Joseph Gordon-Levitt character, and his friend decides that this is going to make him really hot with women, but actually it's about their friendship, and it was a surprise hit, and we actually got to play at State Theater. Beginners, which was the Christopher Plummer film with Ewan McGregor, and Ewan McGregor was the son, and Christopher Plummer was the father, and it was about Ewan McGregor's life, really, but the father plays in a very important role there. Drive, which is actually played at the multiplexes, but Ryan Gosling is a stunt driver who also drives a getaway car, and Carey Mulligan is his love interest. And a lot of great buzz on that. Take Shelter, which is, again, this independent film about a guy who has a vision that there's going to be this storm that destroys his town, destroys his family. So he starts building this shelter to protect. But, you know, this is a vision. It's and it becomes a real contentious issue in the relationship with his wife and the community. And And I look forward to seeing that. I haven't seen it. The Artist, which we just talked about, and The Descendants, the Alexander Payne film that stars George Clooney. The Best First Feature went to Another Earth, which we played. It's about parallel lives on a parallel Earth. In the Family, which is about a six-year-old that has two dads. One of the dads dies, and it ends up in his will. He actually makes his sister the caretaker of the child, not the other dad or his partner, which creates all kinds of problems with his partner and family divisions. Margin Call, which is the great Wall Street drama with an all-star cast. Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene. It's about a woman who emerges from a religious cult and tries to build up or work with the relationships in their family. And that's currently playing at the State Theater. And The Natural Selection, which was the Grand Jury and Audience Award winner at the South by Southwest Festival. Other best films, the Cassavetti Award, which is for films under $500,000, Bellflower, Circumstance, Hello, Lonesome, Pariah, and The Dynamiter were the nominated films. So,
you know who was not happy at all with these nominations?
Who's that?
Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith, yeah,
he entered Red State. He didn't get nominated. He was more upset that his actors, including John Goodman, didn't get nominated. And he's just been on a tirade and a rant.
Yeah,
and, which is very entertaining, by the way.
Yeah, well, Kevin Smith is a very entertaining guy, and there's a lot of questions as we talked about The Artist, the fact that it was nominated, the fact that Like Crazy, which was the Sundance Grand Jury Prize winner this year, didn't get any nominations at all for Felicity Jones or for the film, and that film's currently playing at the State Theater, and that is actually a lot of fun, about a British woman and an American guy who fall in love, and she gets deported, and it's about how their relationship gets sustained or doesn't get sustained. So yeah, there's always a lot of questions with awards, and we'll go through all this with the Academy Awards
yes,
as well.
Well,
Michael Moore is going to be at the Michigan Theater tonight at 8 o'clock. He's on a book tour for Here Comes Trouble. This was a last-minute appearance that he was able to make here in Washtenaw County, and we're very excited to have him. Tickets will be available at the door, but we suggest that you get there at 7 o'clock. You can also get tickets at ticketweb.com, but we suggest you do that as early today as possible, because we will have to pull
those
offline.
Doors at 7:30, showtime 8?
Doors at 7.
So.
Showtime is at 8. So, yeah, come on down. If you can't get tickets in advance, you should be able to get tickets to the door. But get there early-ish. We've sold about 500 tickets right now. And, we expect to sell tickets all day today. So it's going to be a nice size house. And you don't want to stand too long of a line. There aren't any new films opening up at your local multiplex, but there's
wait until Christmas.
The
deal?
Well, there was a whole bunch of them that opened
before
last week.
Right.
Yeah, for Thanksgiving, and a whole bunch of films are going to be nominated for Academy Awards. Martin Scorsese's film Hugo will surely get lots of Oscar consideration. Probably not Best Picture, but a lot of technical awards. It's a family film about making films, and very cool. Leonardo DiCaprio will surely get a performance for his performance of as J. Edgar Hoover in Clint Eastwood's film J. Edgar. Puss in Boots, which got great reviews, will probably get an animation nomination. Those are all playing at your multiplex. If you haven't seen The Descendants, it's the hottest film out there right now. It's Alexander Payne's film that stars George Clooney. We talked about that earlier. And then My Week with Marilyn is certain to get an Oscar nomination for Michelle Williams, who plays Marilyn Monroe. And it's a compelling film about a week that she spent with this essentially fairly anonymous British guy when she was working on a movie. Kenneth Branagh plays a famous British actor. And
Laurence Olivier,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and no. Yes, Sir Laurence Olivier, absolutely. You're totally right. I just need to wake up.
You were
up
so
today.
Surprised by that.
Yeah, exactly.
As was I.
opening this week downtown and playing on December 5th, 6th, and 8th is a film. It's a very unusual, almost experimental kind of concert film called Innie. And it's about the band Sigur Rós. And it was originally filmed in HD digital video,
right.
Digital cinema, but then they transferred it to 16 millimeter film, and they refilmed it, like on a wall, in 16 millimeter film. And then sometimes they shot it through glass and did some very kind of interesting atmospheric effects so that you not only get the capture of a concert, but you get this very cinematic, very celluloid kind of feel about it. And it's gotten great reviews. And if you're a fan of the band, Sigur Rós, or you like unusual kind of concert film, you want to go check out any, again, a limited run. The Center for Korean Studies at the University of Michigan is doing a film at the Michigan Theater called The Chase, which is about a real-life serial killer. It's a really well-made classic thriller from the mid-'00s in terms of Korean cinema. Warren Miller's new film, Like There's No Tomorrow, plays this week, and Stanley Kubrick series continues. And we got a Christmas film, a free one, Miracle on 34th Street, everyone's favorite film, on December the 4th. So there's lots out there.
Free on the 4th at 1:30. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair. You've been listening to another installment of Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Independent Spirit.